Papa, what's your assessment of why the offense has had a tough time getting in the end zone the last couple of weeks?
I would just say that we just need to execute better and trust in the play calls. And usually it's just one or two things that needs to be fixed to be able to get in the end zone. And we just have to each double down on each one of us doing our 1/11th. And if we do that, then we'll be able to put the ball in the end zone.
Do you expect the approach to change much this week? Do you think it'll be different in any way, or is it just pretty much going to be business as usual and just fix those couple of little things you mentioned?
Well, I think our approach, definitely we need to double down on what's gotten us here to be 9-1. Obviously, we didn't want the ending to go like that. Double down on what's gotten us here and to trust in each other, trust in our coaches, trust in the culture that we've built here, and elevate ourselves to that. So,
go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, you're from the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah.
What's your history with Arizona State? Did they recruit you? Is this game bigger for you? All those kind of questions.
Yeah, it's definitely it's definitely going to be a fun game just because it's like 10 minutes away from home, and definitely have history with ASU. My uncle actually is the associate head coach over there right now, and yeah, it'll just be fun to be close to the family, have them all come out, and but at the end of the day, it's the next game up, and we're focused on beating Arizona State and preparing for what they have to offer. So, yeah.
How do Arizona State fans and even their players view BYU from your perspective, having lived there?
Well, I think I'm sure there's a lot of respect, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't. That think that we're just, you know, the school up in Utah that is a bunch of Latter-day Saints that, you know, shouldn't be where we're at. I'm sure there's a lot of that. So it'll be fun to go down there and give them our best and go get the W. So
we'll go Jay Catch and then Jared Lloyd.
Tava, how much family are you expecting to be there? Are you going to have to ask buddies and teammates for tickets?
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of family. I have 9 siblings and a lot of nieces and nephews and a lot of family and people that have supported me up to this point. So as much as I can get, and I know some of them already gotten their tickets. So, yeah, it will be a good amount there. So
there's been some talk out there that the usage of the tight ends have not been as heavy as some fans may want it to be in this offense. What's your response to that?
Well, I think everybody in every position wants to get the ball more. But all we're focused on is executing the plays that are called and when the ball comes our way to make a play and to go do what we can for the team in that aspect. But I think more so than anything, us tight ends, I've said it before, but we have an opportunity to affect the play, almost every play that we play. And so to be able to embrace that and to do our best in that and those aspects, I think that's what I think about that question. So
Kalani talked about how it's cool that this game here in late November is between two teams that had almost no expectations. Teams, you've got connections to both of them.
Yeah.
And here it is, a game that has big, you know, big implications for the Big 12 championship, maybe even the college football playoff. What's that mean to you that this is the situation you're in?
Well, I think it'll be fun to be a part of the game. It's two teams that have similar mentalities. They, like you said, we were both not projected to be where we are at right now, and I think that comes with mentality that is needed to get to where both teams are at. So it'll be fun to be able to play against a team that has a similar mentality as far as what other people have thought about them, and just happy and excited to be able to go to a good fan base and a good team that is having a lot of success. So it's a good challenge for us.
I know it's early, but I just wanted to get your impressions of the Arizona State defense that you'll be going up against. Obviously, played a pretty good game last week.
Yeah, totally. I think they're, from the little film that I've watched, they're really high energy, high effort, a lot of good playmakers on that end. And, you know, they got a good coaching staff behind them, and they're coming off a good amount of win streak and a lot of momentum on their side. So, it'll be a good